There's 40 niches per side. There's two-sided. There's 80 niches per unit. So that's 320 burial niches that are going right on this pad. Four units.
320, you said?
Yes.
320 burials, and then how big is the cement slab?
That slab is 20 by 30.
Feet.
Feet.
So 20 by 30 feet, you have 320 burials, theoretically.
Theoretically, yes. Now, whether people want to combine husband and wife or you know, within one urn, you know, some people do. Whether they want, I'm not sure if we can get both in one niche, two urns. It depends on the size of the urns.
I was just asking what the background of this project is. I mean, I'm seeing the installation happening right now, but I'm sure it didn't happen overnight.
No, it didn't. It started way back, probably last part of 2009, the first part of 2010. There was a need for burial niches because there's so many more people getting cremated now, and it's very cost effective as far as funeral expenses and everything, you know, versus burial, embalming, caskets, and all this. So
some people were burying their, even if they were getting cremated, they were burying their...
They were being buried in the family plots and the reserve plots. There's a bunch of them out here. It was just something that we looked at, and we got the column bearing units out of Juneau that are out the shrine. We got pictures of that, and then when I went south for a surgery, I stopped over Copenberg Enterprise and talked to Kim, and he took us through his foundry down there and worked there, and then we were working on a federal grant from, well, through Don Young, and Sam Keto, Representative Keto, he got an $85,000 grant for the borough for the columbarium project. So the money was well spent, and they're here. This is our Veterans Memorial, but this is the Petersburg Veterans Community Columbarium Project. So it's combined.
But you wouldn't have to be a veteran.
You don't have to be. You don't even have to be a citizen here, you know. There's a lot of outsiders that are up here now that at one time they're associated with Petersburg. So, no, there's no prerequisite about being a veteran. This is the Petersburg Veterans Community Columbarium. And what it does, it saves 30 to 40 years of the cemetery. Because, you know, you have the options now, whether in the ground, with a casket. It's just another option for the remains.
So you are, you're not affiliated with the borough, you're just a concerned resident?
I'm retired.
What did you used to do?
City council vice mayor for about 19 and a half years. So
involved with the borough for sure.
Well, the city. And then it became a borough, so.
I stand corrected, right.
I'm done.
You're done, but you're standing here watching this project.
This is the last project.
Okay.
This is my last one, so. Yeah, it's a long time happening.
And how does it make you feel?
Great. There's a lot of people to thank for this. You got Public Works, you have Donnie Hayes, you got Valerie Allen, you got Sam Keto III, representative, and all those people in Juneau that passed the capital project for this. So it was a capital project grant. So yeah, there's a lot of people, and it just, you know, Concrete Connection, they donated the cement. AML, Last Marine Lines, they donated the freight for this unit. That's over 50,000 pounds right there. So that's a lot. There's a lot of people that have been donated. I eventually will write them all up and thank them, you know, so. And there's a lot more work to be done. You know, we'll go out later and solicit funds for, you know, benches and things like that to beautify the whole area. So this will be another project that'll be well received. So.